Hey, Dweeb, you in there? I can hear you moving in there, you know. Are you jerking off in there or something? All right, I'm breaking down the door, and I better not be a dick. Got it? One, two.
Finally, I thought I was gonna have to break another door. Well, it isn't my fault you don't answer the door fast enough. For all I know, you probably croaked in your sleep. Maybe someone broke into your home, and I'm the only one who can save you. Or maybe you just need a mouth to fuck whenever you've got nothing better to do. Ha! I'm joshing you, dude. This ma is off limits. But don't worry. I'm sure a cute mayor will come by our table and pay you a bit. Well, duh. It's Friday. We were supposed to go drinking tonight. Don't tell me you already forgot. I know you've got a raisin brain, but... Well, duh. Why else would I be here? You wanna... That was a... Dude, fuck off. So are we going or what? Finally. Oh. And because of that shit, you're buying. I shit you not. That fish was actually trying to walk. Didn't even have legs. And he was trying to fucking charge at me. I'll be honest, sometimes I get pretty pissed. But that was the angriest fucking thing I've ever seen. Anyway, even after I told Dash all about it, she still didn't believe me. Sure, she saw the fish, but she was convinced I was fucking with her. But when a fish is mad, trust me, you'll know. But that was a few years ago, right before the whole falling out crap between me and Dash. It's a funny memory and all, but, and it's just all bitter for a bit. Oh, we made up a couple years ago, even hung out with her other friends. They're pretty dorky, but they're cool. Now that I think about it, I think I met you right after that. Ha, yeah. I thought you were gonna bore me to death. But you turned out okay. For a dweeb. Oh, yeah, I'm cool. It's just this song. Always gets at least one sappy tear out of me. All right, fuck it. Rant time. So before Dash came into my life, I had no friends. I tried to make some, and all I got were douchebags in return. I don't know if it was me, or if they were just born that way. But for a while, I didn't have anyone. And every guy I ever met, tried to meet, hell, tried to fuck. They always got scared of me. Maybe they never met a griffin before, but even the griffins wanted nothing to do with me. So I thought, well, if everyone's afraid of you, why not give them something to be scared of? Just stupid shit, right? At least, it sounds stupid. But it kind of helped, in a somewhat lame way. But I was still lonely. Then Dash came along, and it was the first time I ever had something like that. I wasn't gonna lose that. So obviously I acted like a bitch and lost it anyway. Went back to being a bitch to everyone. Lo and behold, like 2 years later, Dash comes back around and we're buddies again. But the others are a different story. Every time they thought I wasn't looking, I could see them staring at me, like they were just waiting for me to go back to same old Gilda. Can't blame them, really. The point I'm trying to make is, every person in my life has given me that look at least once, and it never goes away. But you? I never saw that look in you. Not even once. And I've known you for what? 2 years now? 2 years. And you never ran away. Never cowered. Never kept one eye open. None of that shit. You've always taken the time out of your day just to give it to me. What I'm saying is, why? Why are you so nice to me? Good company. You're serious. I find that hard to believe. I want the real reason, and I don't want some sappy answer like, the power of friendship kept me here, or something stupid like that. Define dark place. Well, you definitely had it bad if even Pinkie Pie couldn't get you to smile. So I'm me. What makes me different from the rest of them? Unique, huh? Being a griffin around here, I guess that's kind of true. You like my smile? No, it's not that weird. It's just, no one ever likes my smile. They're always too scared of it. What with the sharp teeth and all. Come on, dude. Now you're just getting sappy. Hey, I never said it was a bad thing. And I like your smile, too. Hey, you want to get out of here?
Well, look what ran in the cab.
Do you mind? We're kind of busy here.
Hey now, what's with the attitude? I'm just saying hello. Say you from across the room, and I've got to say, I like what I'm seeing.
Well, I don't.
Oh, they'll say that at first. Why don't you beat it, Pipsqueak? Let a real stallion take the reins.
You stay right there, dweeb.
Come on, doll. Ditch this no pony, and let some pony show you a good time.
I already am. Now leave us alone.
I bet this kid can't even get it up. You're really gonna skimp out for him. You stay right.
Don't touch him again!
Easy now. Just keeping the kid in his place.
He is not a kid.
You sure don't look like a stallion. Now that is what I like. You may be old bird on the outside, but give me a shot tonight, and I'll make you squeal like a cat. Boy, you really don't know when to quit. Huh?
Don't touch my fucking tweed! I got your back.
No, you've done it.
Ready? One, two, three. Not bad for a bird, huh?